This is Franchise Today, brought to you by FRM Solutions, providers of the best-in-class software solutions for franchise relationship management. Franchise Today is your destination for weekly information, conversations, and interviews with accomplished industry leaders, all of whom share best practices for sustainable growth and sensible franchising. Here now, your host, Stan Friedman, to kick off this week's podcast.
Today is Wednesday, March 8th. I'm Stan Friedman, and this is Franchise Today. Well, it doesn't get any easier year after year, but IFA remains the Super Bowl of franchising, and for the 25th time, I made it to the game. While the walking to and from the convention center to the hotel over 4 days saw me clocking some 13 or 14 miles, it still could have been worse. This year we were at the Mandalay Bay and Delano. In years past, when IFA parks us in Las Vegas, it's usually at the MGM Grand, and the number of miles there could easily double. That's how far apart the hotel is from the exhibit hall. It really is mind-boggling, though, just how much space these hotels possess for conventions and meetings. Miles and miles of space and facilities, like no place else in the world. And, with more than 4,000 souls in attendance, Vegas is quickly becoming the last resort for IFA. Next year we hit Phoenix. Not my favorite, but then we return to Mandalay Bay for what is reported to be the next 4 consecutive years thereafter. Now, before I tell you about today's episode, let me take a quick moment to thank Ann Huntington Sharma, president of Huntington Learning Center, for visiting us 2 weeks ago. Ann is one of those rare second-generation franchisors who have followed in the tracks of their parents and taken their brands to the next level. Ann had lots to share, and we thank her sincerely for being so open and transparent in the information she shared with us. Okay, so we're going to take a quick break right here, pay some bills, and when I return, I will proudly present you with the Voices of IFA 2023, a collection of sound bites recorded live on the floor of the convention hall, including some of IFA's luminaries and even a couple of first-timers, all of whom will tell us exactly what it is that IFA means to them. I'm Stan Friedman, this is Franchise Today, and we'll be right back.
Franchise Today will be right back, but first, a word from our sponsors.
We are all familiar with Vistage, YPO, and EO. Well, now comes Zor Forum, a somewhat similar type of executive group, but this one comes with a twist. Zor Forum groups are exclusively for franchisors. Imagine a peer group for sharing and networking on a platform built exclusively for franchise executives. Zor Forum members are afforded unparalleled access to best practices and some of the brightest minds within the franchising world through regular meetings and a dedicated communications platform. In this post-COVID world, a franchise-specific mastermind or peer group is an endeavor worth making time for. Zor Forum groups of 6 to 10 will bring leaders together that are in similar situations, but with exclusivity in terms of their competitive sets, so that each can openly help others benefit from their respective knowledge, perspective, and experience with no fear of competitive loss. Network, learn, strategize, and remain motivated along your journey. Join a peer group, not just any peer group. Join the only one designed for emerging franchisors. Join Zor Forum. Learn more at zorforum.com. That's www.zorforum.com. So, in this first segment of the Voices of IFA 2023, we'll hear from the legendary Jeff Elgin, founder and CEO of Franchoice, as he kicks it all off, followed by Vocelli Pizza CEO Casey McEwen, Oasis Senior Advisors CEO Tim Ivankovich, IFA Board Member and Multi-Unit Franchisee Mitch Cohn, Jonathan Benjamin, CEO of the fascinating Museum of Illusions, Franchise Law Practice Chief Richie Taylor with Manning Fulton, Jackie Adams of Floor Coverings International, Wisdom Senior Care COO Charles Thurston, Propelled Brands Chief Development Officer Mark Jameson, and IFA Board Member Tim Williams of Williams Chicken, Craveworthy Brands CEO Greg Majewski, Canada's Gary Prevost with Franet, and also from our neighbors to the north, Dan Monahan, Chairman of the IFA Foundation and multi-brand franchisor and head of Clear Summit Group. And we'll wrap that first segment up with Jim Thompson of Chicken Salad Chick. Let's give a listen to these great voices of IFA 2023.
Jeff Elgin with FranChoice, and what the IFA has meant to me is a lot of knowledge, a lot of training. They helped me when I was young and stupid through a lot of educational opportunities that taught me how to be successful in the franchise business, and I've spent years now giving back to others and trying to pass that learning along, and the IFA has just been a fabulous support for the franchise business and for me personally.
Hello, this is Casey McEwen, and I'm the CEO with Bocelli Pizza. And IFA to me is the greatest opportunity to learn and to network in business. I'm a huge, huge fan of every time I get a chance to come to these events. I meet interesting people. I learn more than anything. And that's the piece that I love so much. And I get a chance to see many old friends.
Hi, this is Tim Ivankovich, CEO of Oasis Senior Advisors. We are a placement service for seniors, helping them find the right assisted living or memory care. And I've been coming to IFA conventions for, almost 25 years. I've been in franchising 28. And there is no better place to get educated on franchising than at the IFA convention and through the IFA and all of their educational programs that are available. It is the cream of franchising that is here this weekend at the IFA convention, and so proud to be a part of it and happy to give back as well. And franchising is just that. It's about us together building something very special in the franchising world.
Hi, my name is Mitch Cohen. I'm a Solo Salon Studios franchisee, a multi-brand operator, Jersey Mike Subs, and a partner in Performax Franchisee Consulting. I'm here at IFA because I love the networking, and every time I'm here over the last 17 years, I left with more information than I came with.
Hi, my name is Jonathan Benjamin. I am the Chief Executive Officer of Museum of Illusions, and this is probably my 15th or more IFA convention. I can tell you that every convention, I've always been able to gain something, some form of knowledge that I've been immediately able to use the following day and the following year to improve results, to learn and increase the performance of any organization and people in the organization that I've worked with.
Richie Taylor, I lead the franchise law practice at Manning Fulton. We're a full-service franchise law firm. We work with brands to grow their business. IFA, to me, represents the vehicle for networking, education, and growing and protecting the franchise business model so that everyone involved can thrive.
Hi, I'm Jackie Adams, and I currently work for Floor Coverings International. I've been a member of the IFA for over 30 years. This is my 25th or 26th convention, and to me, it's how I get educated and learn about the new trends in franchising.
My name is Charles Thurston. I'm with Wisdom Senior Care. I'm the COO. And what does IFA mean to me? IFA is a collaboration of networking professionals who all embrace the brand of franchising. And our goal is to be able to serve others, to help them to understand the importance of franchising for their personal lives, for their employees, for their franchisees, and their suppliers. So the IFA is dear to our heart because it allows you to grow and scale at your own pace.
Hi, my name is Mark Jamieson. I am the Chief Development Officer for Propelled Brands, which is a platform company that includes Fast Signs, Nerds to Go, and My Salon Suite with over 1,000 locations worldwide. I've been involved with the IFA for way more than 20 years, and the fact that you can come here and connect with old friends, meet new friends, build some continued great relationships. IFA is just so important to everything we do, and franchising is just a great way to grow businesses and careers, and love being a part of IFA.
Greetings, my name is Tim Williams. I'm the Director of Operation and Franchise Development for Williams Chicken. And I'm here at the IFA convention with a great friend of mine, Stan Freeman. And what do IFA mean to me? For me personally, IFA was the growing mechanism that I used to grow, the education mechanism that I used to grow my business and to learn how to actually run a franchise business, to be a franchisor. Some of the things that you should look for and some of the things you should stay away from. So it's always been a good educational piece for me as I grow our business over the last 15 years.
Hi, I'm Greg Majewski with Craveworthy Brands. I'm thrilled to be a part of IFA and all the incredible things they do for our industry, and the fact that they're constantly fighting to help better us, educate us, stick up for us in political issues and everything else. Without them, there would be no franchising, which is the key to making sure that everyone has a chance to achieve the American dream. So thank you, IFA, for everything you guys do.
Gary Prenevo, FranNet of Southern Ontario and Eastern Canada. I'm here at the IFA from the franchisee perspective to learn from brilliant people on how to optimize my business. I'm also here to do the launch for my new book, The Unstoppable Franchisee, Seven Drivers of Next Level Growth, to help franchisees take their businesses past their stuck point.
My name's Dan Monahan from Clear Summit Group. IFA is a community, an ecosystem that unlocks so much value for franchisors, franchisees, for customers. It's a catalyst or an accelerator that allows much bigger things to happen than would otherwise happen. So, you know, imagine a world where almost everybody has had the same problem that you have, and they've actually solved that problem. And more importantly than that, they're actually willing to share with you the solution, how they solve the problem. And what I found particularly shocking about this and eye-opening when I first entered the IFA community is that that goes for your actual competitors. So companies that are in your industry that maybe even directly competing with you, collaborating, sharing best practices, helping you solve some of your biggest problems. And I think that is unique within this ecosystem. I don't know of any other world where you'd think that could even be possible, but it's the everyday thing that goes on in the world of IFA.
Jim Thompson, Chicken Salad Chick. The IFA to me is about continuous learning and the ability to improve our franchise organization.
My name is Mandy Ruiz. I'm with Answer Fours. And IFA means to me an opportunity to come and network with other individuals in the franchise community. It gives me the ability to have face-to-face time with our clients and our friends and even some family in the franchise community.
This is Lucas Burns, Enterprise Account Executive at Atmosphere TV. Sitting here with Stan Friedman at the FRM booth, just over the moon to be able to be a part of IFA. Atmosphere has been engaged with the show for a number of years. Just really, really grateful to be able to meet so many forward-thinking people and engage with brands that are taking steps to be immensely successful. And it's just really, really exciting to be around so many business leaders that are trailblazing.
Some great voices already heard from and plenty more to come. In this next segment, we'll hear from Kit Vinson, the Fran Man, Rogelio Martinez, Wild Birds Unlimited's Paul Pickett, Franchise Business Review's Michelle Rowan, Paul Wolbert, We Are Better Together Brands, Michael Side, Home Run Franchises CEO Thomas Scott, Mike Isaacson, The Joint Chiropractics, Eric Simon, and more, much, much more.
Franchise Today will be right back, but first, a word from our sponsors.
Franchisors of restaurants, bars, and grills, and multi-unit franchisees, listen up. This message is for you. If you're looking to engage guests, elevate profits, and enhance your customer experience, Atmosphere TV is the answer. What's Atmosphere, you ask? Atmosphere is the world's number one streaming TV service for businesses, here to help you make more and save big on overpriced cable packages. Atmosphere provides you with a free programming option, bringing more than 60 ultra-engaging audio-optional channels designed to please customers and increase their average ticket. So, how does it work? Well, it's easy. Upon sign-on, Atmosphere sends you a free device loaded with over 60 channels of eye-grabbing entertainment. From news and sports to viral videos and fuzzy animals, every channel is family-friendly and designed to keep your customers happy and engaged. Plus, thanks to Atmosphere's 100% audio-optional format, the programming is perfect for any setting, no matter how loud or busy. Atmosphere isn't limited to restaurants or bars either. Any business with a TV screen can benefit from better entertainment. So stop playing and paying overpriced cable. Go with free TV instead. Chiropractors, doctors, dentists, auto shops, anyone with TV in their waiting rooms can jump on this amazing offer. Just go to atmosphere.tv/signup. and use the code FRANCHISE, and Atmosphere will waive the usual one-time $99 activation fee for your free-to-stream device. Visit Atmosphere online at atmosphere.tv, and remember, use the code FRANCHISE to waive your one-time activation fee. Visit atmosphere.tv to elevate your franchise's entertainment experience today.
Hello, I'm Paul Pickett with Wild Birds Unlimited, and what IFA means to me is home. It's the place that I go for my professional connections. My personal life is filled with people that I've met through and at IFA conferences. It's a place that supports all of us. It's a foundation for business growth, and it is open for all. So I love the IFA.
Hey, ladies and gents, this is Rogelio Martinez, president and founder of FastCloud, the makers of FranFast. Hello to everybody listening to Franchise Today. For me, the IFA is a big family. I have been part of IFA since 2010. I got my CFP certification. I made great friends. I built a career. And I would definitely recommend any person that is not part of the IFA, any emerging franchisor, franchisee, franchise supplier, to join the IFA. You will definitely not only find a great way to learn, to grow, but to become part of a huge family.
Hi, my name is Kit Vinson, and I own a company called FranMan, and we produce franchise operating manuals, and we are here at the IFA convention with Stan. We're here to meet people who, one, can help us, but also who we can help as well. And IFA, to me, if I was to reduce it to one word, it would mean family.
I am Michelle Rowan with Franchise Business Review, and what IFA means to me is the opportunity to connect with our clients and the biggest opportunity to find new clients to continue our growth. It's also been an opportunity for me to focus on the things that are important to me around diversity and inclusion and really elevating women in franchising. So I feel like it's the perfect platform to really bring everybody together and understand the opportunity that franchising can provide to them.
Paul Wahlberg, We Are Better Together Brands. IFA means to me the ability to network, learn from others, and expand the business model by learning from others and putting best practices in play. It also means an opportunity to give back through Franchising Gives Back. And I enjoy the time that we spend in community-related projects and wouldn't miss that since the day that it was founded.
Stan, good to see you. Michael Side, Managing Director of MSA Worldwide. We are a strategist and tactical advisory firm for a lot of franchisors, and we do development work for emerging brands. The IFA has been the center of our focus since I started the practice back in 87. I've been a member since 82. And we've taken the philosophy that without a strong IFA, there would not be a strong MSA worldwide. So being active in the association, not from an economic point of view, which we are, but from a work with the association has been essential for us. So the IFA is very important, and it's important from a business point of view, and it's important from a social point of view, and I think it's important from a government relations point of view.
Hey, my name's Thomas Scott. I'm the CEO and founder of Home Run Franchises. This is actually my 20th IFA event in my career. It's been amazing. IFA means a lot to me. It's how I learn franchising, and I come as much for the sense of community and to share best practices with other franchisors and try to make an impact on our capitalist society. I believe franchising is the best way for people to participate in our economy at their full market value, and franchising is a fabulous business model that deserves more credit.
I'm Mike Isaacson. I'm a board member for Empower Brands, and I'm also an investment advisor for MidOcean Private Equity. But more importantly, I've been a franchisee, a franchisor, and what IFA means to me, Stan, is relationships. Relationships with guys like you, men and women who have been in franchising and understand how powerful this tool is. And this gathering is really almost a family reunion. And for those of you that have been coming for a long time, thanks for being great friends. And for those of you that are going to come for the first time or are coming for this time, build relationships, because that's really what franchising is about.
Graham Chapman with 919 Marketing Company and co-founder of Zor Forum, franchising's fastest growing network of mastermind groups. The IFA and franchising in general to me is all about the people. I mean, everyone asks about their why. Relationships that I have throughout franchising is what brings me back. Here to help, here to pay it forward, and do what we can with Zor Forum to help so many more find their path in franchising.
Hey, my name is Eric Simon. I'm the Vice President of Franchise Sales and Development at The Joint Chiropractic. And we have 850 units across the country, and I am super excited to be at the IFA this year because I'm looking forward to seeing all of the people that I haven't seen all year, reestablish some old friendships and relationships, and more importantly, understand what the best practices are, specifically in my lens, franchise development. So really appreciate being here for 2023.
Hey, it's time for another quick timeout, but when we return, I'll be joined by Sport Clips, Jim Atkinson, Ron Bender, John Francis, Omar Simmons, Steve Greenbaum, Jerry Henley, Scott Lair, Tony Padulo, Jack Munson, Rev Locals Dean Miller, Clarissa Bradstock, Joe Seeby, Dave Crowley from A&W, and first-time IFA attendee Motaz Ibito. So don't go away.
Franchise Today will be right back, but first, a word from our sponsors.
We are all familiar with Vistage, YPO, and EO. Well, now comes Zor Forum, a somewhat similar type of executive group, but this one comes with a twist. Zor Forum groups are exclusively for franchisors. Imagine a peer group for sharing and networking on a platform built exclusively for franchise executives. Zor Forum members are afforded unparalleled access to best practices and some of the brightest minds within the franchising world through regular meetings and a dedicated communications platform. In this post-COVID world, a franchise-specific mastermind or peer group is an endeavor worth making time for. Zor Forum groups of 6 to 10 will bring leaders together that are in similar situations, but with exclusivity in terms of their competitive sets, so that each can openly help others benefit from their respective knowledge, perspective, and experience with no fear of competitive loss. Network, learn, strategize, and remain motivated along your journey. Join a peer group, not just any peer group. Join the only one designed for emerging franchisors. Join Zor Forum. Learn more at zorforum.com. That's www.zorforum.com.
All right, Jim Atkinson, Vice President of Franchising with Sport Clips Men's Haircuts. Excited to be here with Stan Freeman at the IFA for 2023. What IFA means to me is really the connection of all different brands, different sizes, different positions in the franchising world, being able to come together and share ideas and grow together, which is not common in any other industry.
I'm Ron Bender with Threshold Brands. I've been in franchising, primarily in franchise development, for 24 years. Been coming to IFA for 13 or 14 years. And this is absolutely the best event of the year. Joining the IFA and sharing the knowledge of the people who have come before you and have had innovative ideas and learned through their own blood, sweat, and tears and have really gotten to a point where they're ready to pass along that knowledge and share best practices and mentor the newer franchisors. It's absolutely an incredible, positive community that just won't stop giving back. I'm just thrilled that I'm at a position in my career and my experience where I can do that too and give back and mentor and help out. And it's all thanks to the terrific folks at the IFA. Leadership all the way down. The folks just do a great job. They spur great relationships. They introduce people and make great connections. And I certainly wouldn't have had the success I've had in franchising without the help of the IFA and a bunch of terrific franchisor and franchisee and supplier members.
Okay, Stan, thank you very much. My name is John Francis. I'm from Minneapolis. I've been in franchising literally my whole life. I grew up in a franchisor. My mom and dad started a hair salon franchise back in the early 60s. They are early pioneers, and long story short, we had a great run with our family business. I worked there since I was alive, more or less. And we sold that business in 1999. We had over 1,000 units, and it was a successful sale. And since then, I went on to do 5 more brands as a developer, as an area developer, as a franchisee, a multi-unit, and as a franchisor several times. And what I got good at is helping people fix broken systems. When things weren't working well, I developed an ability to help them see what was wrong and give them a range of solutions to solve their problems, whatever it might be. So today I call myself an advisor and a coach. I do some occasional speaking, and the most fun I'm having these days is with Zor Forum. I signed on as the first franchisee of the brand because I really believe in the format. I enjoyed a peer group for business owners for many years when I was a young executive, and actually got to facilitate some of those groups over the years and then help franchise that business and sold the whole brand. So the work is very familiar to me, and I really enjoy it. And I have now 2 groups today with a handful of members in each group. We meet monthly and really get into each other's stuff, so to speak, in a constructive, organized, and I moderate and facilitate, so it's not just chaos. We actually solve problems. That's the goal. And it's a confidential environment where people can bring their issues and challenges and know that they're going to get listened to and talked to and share ideas, and it's been a lot of fun. We've been doing that now for just a little over a year, and still looking for new members, and we offer a free trial session because you got to understand what it is and how it feels, and I have the privilege of handpicking my members and then facilitating those groups as they continue to grow and evolve. And I'm starting to see some real value from it, and I just enjoy it. I love it, and I can't wait to do more of it. Glad to be here.
Hi, so I'm Omar Simmons. I'm a managing partner at Exaltair Capital Partners. I'm here at the International Franchise Association, and what IFA means to me is that it is the leading voice for franchising. It's a place where I can learn, I can seek new more opportunities, I can connect with leaders in the industry, and where we can advance the franchise industry to be a positive force for good. It's really exciting, all the things that are being done through franchising, all the employment and entrepreneurial opportunities, wealth creation opportunities, and it's great to have one central place where everyone can go, connect, and expand that opportunity set.
I'm Steve Greenbaum. I am the founder of PostNet. Sold the company in 2017. We built that company to 660 locations in 9 countries before I exited the business. Since then, I formed an advisory service business called Full Contact Franchising, and I help emerging brands, established brands, focus on profitability, on increasing revenue, improving performance, on strategy, structure, business process, and oftentimes I'll begin in a very close advisory role with the CEO and the management team and end up on their board because I've got perspective that you would not otherwise acquire being close to the brand in the operations. And to me, franchising isn't just a family and a community, but it is a lifestyle and a way of life. I've been involved in it all of my adult career. It has blessed me. I have been given the opportunity to help thousands of people into business and pursue their own dreams. And I think for many people, franchising isn't just a place to be, it's a place to belong.
Hi, my name is Jerry Henley. I am a former franchisor, now a franchise consultant and coach. And I work with Zor Forum, a great mastermind peer group for emerging brand CEOs. And I have my own practice called Franchise Operating System, where I help franchisors scale their systems. And I just love IFA. I've been around for a while, but I just love the family. Everybody loves on everybody, helps everybody, whether you're a competitor or not. It's just a great, great organization. And couldn't be in franchising without being here.
Hi, I'm Scott Lair. I'm with CareerTopia Franchise Executive Search. and I have been a member with my current company for about 4 years. And prior to that, I actually worked for the International Franchise Association for 29 years. And so I have a lot to say about IFA and the connections and the credibility that IFA brings to in my case, a supplier to the industry. It's just that, first of all, we're at the, as they like to call, the Super Bowl of franchising here in Las Vegas. With Stan, my good friend, and you know, just the amount of connections that you have here. Obviously, I have lots of friends and colleagues that are here, clients, prospective clients, potential candidates that we work with, and I just love being at the energy here at the IFA convention is, you know, off the charts, and it's my number one place that I make sure that I'm here every year. And I love it.
Hi, I'm Tony Padulo. I'm Chief Development Officer for School of Rock. And I'm here at the IFA annual convention. And I've been attending this for about 40 years now, as you know, Stan, right? And to me, the IFA is really an incredible association that helps franchisors, helps franchisees, keeps us up to speed, provides best practices, and is a real source in helping franchisors to grow.
Hey everybody, Jack Munson here. I'm the CEO of Brand Journalists and the owner of Social Geek, and I'm here chatting with my good friend Stan. What does IFA mean to me? I got to tell you, man, it means everything. Without the IFA, I don't know what I'd be doing right now. I've been coming here for 14 years, and it's pretty much redefined my career and my business and my clients and everything I do every day. So would be a bit lost without the IFA over the past decade or so.
My name is Clarissa Bradstock. I'm the CEO of AnyLabTest Now, and the IFA means to me networking, getting to know this amazing franchise community, and also the support of the IFA and helping protect the franchise model.
Joe Stevie, I'm with Papa John's, a chief restaurant officer. IFA for me is the organization that really looks out for the franchising model, helps to ensure that we are protecting this model and this industry for, you know, future folks to be able to have the opportunities that a lot of us have had. And so I think it's very important to be part of and support.
Eric Stoll, CEO of FRM Solutions. For me, we've been coming to IFA convention for 14 or 15 years. And Stan, as you know, we've been doing this together for over 10 years attending this event. It's the one place where we can come and see almost all of our customers at one place over a couple days, connect with the broader franchise community, and make sure that FRM continues to be the leading, most flexible multi-brand franchise relationship management product out there. Look forward to continuing to be here for the next decade and doing this for years to come.
Hi, Dave Crowley. I am with A&W Restaurants. I'm the Director of Franchise Recruitment and Real Estate. And what does IFA mean to me? I think one of the most anticipated things for me is education and learning again outside of my four walls, talking to peers, and again, reestablishing old relationships, seeing people that I hadn't seen in a while, especially through the last 4 years, 3 years of what we've all went through. So I always enjoy the educational component of IFA.
Hey Stan, first time caller, long time listener. My name is Dean Miller. I'm the Director of Franchise Operations for Rev Local. I love coming to IFA because it's an opportunity to connect with clients. It's an opportunity to connect with new potential clients. It's an opportunity to learn and listen to what's really happening in franchising today. And I love the knowledge I come away with every year.
So my name is Mautaz Ibido, CEO of Hands of Hope Physical Therapy and Wellness, based out of New York. We're currently at 12 locations, first year franchising, and very excited to be here.
Well, there you have it, the voices of franchising for 2023. Hope you've enjoyed hearing from everyone from first-timers all the way to luminaries and even some great icons of franchising. Next week, I'm back with Trevor Rapley, Franchise Films. Hope you're able to join us then. Until then, I'm Stan Friedman wishing you the best, the very best of all things franchising, and Franchise Today is out.
Franchise Today is a production of FRM Solutions, providing best-in-class CRM tools to empower relationships with prospective and existing franchisees. No excuses, just solutions. Find them online at FRMSolutions.com. Join Stan every Wednesday at noon Eastern for another live episode of Franchise Today. Or, as always, download episodes on demand at blogtalkradio.com or iTunes.